10. We know it's hard and we can do hard things. Creating extraordinary success is hard. This is the reason to do it. If it wasn't hard, it wouldn't matter. Let it be hard. Plan on it being hard. Enjoy it being hard and uncomfortable and frustrating and overwhelming. When we do hard things, we get stronger. When we do hard things, we show ourselves what we're capable of. The discomfort of doing hard things is the currency we pay for the success we ultimately get. When a student tells me they don't want to do something or something seems too hard, I always get excited. Then I immediately tell them they have to do it. I squeal with delight when I know something will be scary and challenging and difficult. Kara, a brilliant member of my millionaire mentoring group, calls this the barf factor. When I give an assignment to a new student and they say they feel nauseous, she says, "Yep, that's about right. Keep going." I usually look at her and say, "No, really, I'm serious. I feel sick." And she says, "Yeah, I know. You're doing it right." Every single one of my students who have extraordinary success, without exception, told me it was too difficult at one point. Each of them explained to me why they couldn't do something. They argued for their limitations. They made a case. They showed me the proof. I told them to do it anyway. I told them to double down and make their goal bigger. I told them that hard is not a reason not to do something. It's the exact reason to do something. Keep going, I told them. Some cried, some argued, some told their friends behind my back that I was mean, and so it went with each of them. And for whatever reason they will each give, they kept doing hard things. They kept showing up and working at it. And do you know what happened? Do you know what always happens when you keep doing hard things for all the right reasons? You blow your own mind. Literally, you change your mind about what you're capable of. You get stronger. And most importantly, you get better at doing hard things. You really want to be a person who is good at doing hard things because hard things have the prize at the bottom of the box. Hard things make you stronger. Doing hard things is the only way to accomplish impossible goals. You have to go completely against your brain's conditioning, to the world's suggestions, and your own fear to accomplish extraordinary success. Anyone who tells you that that isn't hard hasn't done it. It's the hardest of the hard, the best of the best. Can I make a suggestion here? Hang out with people who are doing hard things. This is different than hanging out with people complaining about hard things. Complaining is easy. Doing is hard. Spend time with people who are sweating from asking a lot from themselves. Hang out with people who are proud of the work they are doing each and every day, even if they have nothing to show for it. Hang out with people who get after it each and every day. These are the people who are going where you want to go and being the kind of people you want to be. There's nothing better than a group of badass women doing hard things each and every day. And as we're about to close down part one of this book, I have to tell you that there's a big difference between knowing what extraordinarily successful women do and living it. You can't just know it intellectually. You have to know it so hard, you feel it. Because when you feel it, you will do it. That's how you know if you really know something. You will see evidence of it in your life. So let's review. 1, we know we have to teach ourselves what is possible. We are the ones. We have to teach it to ourselves. We've been conditioned to believe in what's already been done. We get to decide what's possible in our lives. 2, we know the difference between success, happiness, and being a good person. 3 different topics, they need to be treated separately. 3, we know that creating value is what creates money, and we know how to create value. Remember, value is determined by the person paying, whether it's your employer or your customer. You know that you're creating value not by how hard you're working, but by whether the person wants to pay you for what you're creating. 4, we know that extraordinary success includes having lots of money. There's a big difference between earning money, spending money, and having money. Extraordinary success includes having lots of money. 5, we know that life is 50-50. We embrace and allow the half of life that is uncomfortable, that is painful. We release suffering, which comes from pushing against negative emotion, and we allow pain, which is the opposite of suffering, which lets pain flow through us. If you're going to have big goals, you're going to have to embrace discomfort. You're going to have to embrace frustration and doubt. You're going to have to allow it to pass through you. 6, we know failure is the price of success. You're going to have to fail many, many, many times. That is the payment. That is what you need to keep doing in order to finally arrive at success. Think of it as a ladder. Each rung of that ladder all the way to the top is a fail. 7, we know that we don't understand the how until we're there. When you do impossible things that have never been done before in your own life, there's no way to know the how ahead of time. You know the how in the rearview mirror. You see the how once it's done. You figure out the how by doing the next thing and seeing if it works. 8, we know it's not better there than here. It's always going to be 50-50. We don't need to escape this moment for some future moment that we think is going to be better. And yet, there is fun, and there is evolving, and there is different. So we go after there and the possibility of there with all of our heart, with all of our energy, with all of our commitment and enthusiasm. 9, we know that we are already 100% worthy. Period. There's no question. You don't have anything to prove. You don't need anyone else's approval. You don't need anyone else's acceptance. You're 100% just as you are. And you don't need to do any of this extraordinary success to have a worthy life, to be a worthy person. But I want to suggest that it's way more fun if you do. 10, we know we can do hard things. And that's where we're here right now. We know that we can do hard things. We are up for the challenge. We were built for this. We were made for this. So let's go. I will finish this section by saying, you're welcome. You don't even know what you're thanking me for, so I will tell you. A woman who knows these 10 things I've just taught you is the most confident and powerful woman in every room. I've given you the gift of knowing that will make everything else you do from here easier. You can lean on these things with the visualization of me and my group of friends holding you up. There's nothing too hard for you. You can feel any emotion. You are the worthiest. You don't need to know the how. You don't need to be better than you already are. You have everything you need within you now. You were made for this. Your dreams are possible. It doesn't matter that it's hard because you are you. Claim what is yours. We've done it. So can you. I believe in you.